walking the city, yeah, walking the streets of Cork City is something I love to do, and especially on a Saturday. And I realized that making audio while walking the streets is terribly interesting for me to do, but when you listen to somebody else's audios walking their streets, the main benefit I think there is that it might inspire you to do the same for your own place. And that might inspire you to have a, that might open up a way for you to have a new experience in your own place, in your own locality. So listening to somebody else, you know, going on about their locality has got limited interest. No matter how exciting, you know, I might manage to strive to make Cork sound, it won't be all that interesting. It certainly won't be as interesting as your experience of being in your own place. I mean, for example, would you like to guess what that is, what the sound of that is? I used to work on them for a very long time. It's a bus registered in 2004. And it's green, and it's got on the back of it, it's got written City Centre Direct, probably a park and ride bus in Cork. Well, let me just fill you in on what I'm doing, because you might also have a daughter who might be interested in what I'm going to say. I'm going to buy a book by Jacqueline Wilson. Now, she's terribly well known, I know, because I've heard of her, and anyone I've heard of must be terribly well known, I suspect. But I've never read any book by her, and I heard during the week from my wife that my daughter was riveted while listening to an audiobook. And I'm going to go to a bookshop and see if I can buy a small book by Jacqueline Wilson in order to give it away as a gift to a friend of my daughter. My daughter is going to a birthday party at about 3:30 today. God, it's bloody cold here. You know that when you take your breath in, it kind of takes it away from you. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. There's a big notice on the other side of the road saying, boxed in, time to move house. But residential sales team from Lisney. Well, my heart, that's a bit of a swizz, since it's almost impossible to move house at present. There isn't enough kind of finance to in the society in order to make it possible. I'm going to walk down this Smith Street. I used to live in the UK, so walking down Smith Street is a trip down nostalgia. I remember John Smith, the Labour Party leader in the UK, who died tragically at a very young age. He was a great mountain climber, and he used to bag Munros. Somebody, maybe Robert R. J. Nett would correct me or tweak that for me and give me an idea. I remember he was going to be the great Labour Party leader, John Smith. He died, and then we had Tony Blair, and that's another story. So here we are on Oliver Plunkett Street, one of my favourite streets. There are these metal lights protruding from the ground here in the centre of this street. And this one is by a company called Eisenstadt Freisowyth, oh, I can't pronounce that, Freisowythe, and it's from Olden Mergen, Munsterland, with an umlaut over the U. So I don't know whether that's the name of the company who makes that metal and light system. There's a whole lot of stuff sticking out of the ground here in the middle of the street. I think it's designed to stop you parking your car, but it certainly looks ugly, and it makes the business of walking through Oliver Plunkett Street a distraction. It would be much nicer if you could feel that it was all very harmonious and planned. In fact, it looks really higgledy-piggledy, as if it's been thrown together by one collection of people in on a Monday, and then on Wednesday another collection of people came along and they did something different, and the following day a different crowd did it. And I'm looking at blue lights on this one here. The last one was opaque. Let's get a bit of the busker woman playing a squeeze box, an accordion. I must give her some money. Haven't got much to give. Didn't win very much at poker, but sure, we'll give her some money. Isn't that nice? I love the old music. Well, it's not old music, really. She was quite young. Maybe I should go back and take a photograph of her. That's what I'll do.